Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
I really very much appreciate it. Serendipitously, it's one of my favorite words, serendipity. Steve is the husband of Marcy, who many of you who listen to the show on a regular basis heard, you heard her interview with me last weekend, and it sort of jogged my mind, and Steve was seeing me this week, and I asked him if he would come and join me, and he said he would. It's true, I did push a little, but...
Just a little, yeah.
But, having said that, what brought you... You know, I mentioned that the talk just before we started here. You came to a talk, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And what got you to the talk in the first place? Do you remember?
Other than you making it a requirement of our program? No.
That's very good. I love it.
Just to hear how things work and see how you would do it in a open setting like that, and just to learn more.
Well, how did you come to see me in the first place?
Well, like a lot of your callers or your people that were talking at the first part of the show about all the conditions they had and the things that worked out. We'd been listening to your show probably for at least a year on the radio, and I had a continual itching problem.
Itching.
Where absolutely no lotion, no anything I put on my body would work. I went to see doctors about it, and they kept trying to get me to do different lotions or different things, and nothing would work. The only thing that ever worked was to take an antihistamine or something to help with an allergy-type condition, and it usually only lasted about 2 days. So year-round, I'm taking antihistamines to quit itching, and it became just a problem. And also the same condition with being outside, especially in the spring and summer, with continual sneezing. I mean, I couldn't mow my lawn. I couldn't do anything in my yard. So those were the main conditions that finally brought me to see you.
And did you have any – weren't there some soreness or joint or – issues too, or upper neck and shoulder, something like that?
Maybe a little bit occasionally. Definitely the joints would hurt.
Came and went, but the joints would hurt.
Right.
Yeah. And had you mentioned that to your other practitioners? Did they?
No, I don't think I mentioned that one.
Okay.
The other one I went to for was for cholesterol, which is another thing that you get medications for, and that was another condition.
And anything else?
Those were the main ones. No, nothing else that comes to mind.
Okay, all right. So you listened to the show, for quite some time. And what I'm always curious, Steve. What was it that you heard that you thought might address these long time, you know, allergy and also mild joint problems and those
basically
sorts of
things? Because you just had other callers with very similar problems that had come in and seen you, and you solved it. It was like, okay, I got nothing else to lose. I started taking antihistamines continually, and because if I missed one, the itching is incredible. And then once you itch, it's like burning pain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets worse and worse and worse. So it was just, this is ridiculous. So something has to work, and the doctors can't figure anything out. So. Why not?
So were you experiencing any side effects from these medications you were taking that you were aware of?
Not that I'm directly aware of, no.
Okay. All right. So you were suffering, you reached out, you heard, you know, other people talk about their successes, which is, of course, I think why it was so wonderful that you could come on too. So, you know, people could, because it's hope, right? I mean, like, it gives you some sense of hope.
Well, it's almost unbelievable that some of the conditions that you're solving is like, but obviously these people aren't not telling the truth. So obviously we got to figure out why. And if we can solve these other conditions, I'm sure you can solve what I have going on. So,
and the methods that I use, the testing, the nutrition response testing, a little unusual,
very unusual,
but not enough to turn you away.
Oh no, not at all.
Why? I mean, I'm just curious.
Because if this is obviously what it takes to solve the problem, then or find the source of the problem, then we'll give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. So we did the muscle testing,
mm-hmm.
and we identified what I refer to as the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. And barriers to healing are essentially those environmental things. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, those environmental things. Things like food sensitivities or chemical sensitivities or heavy metal conditions or ongoing immune challenges of various sorts. And then the last category, scars. And so I identified these things specifically for you because, of course, you know, I always talk about if you want to utilize safe, natural, and effective methods, personalized nutritional programs are the way to assure results. And so was the evaluation painful at all?
Oh, absolutely not.
So what results so far? How long have you been doing it, for one thing?
I believe we're about 6, 7, 8 months now. I'm not exactly sure.
6, 7, 8 months on a program, which I alerted you to right on the front side, right?
Right, yes.
I mean, and I also told you that if I couldn't help you, that I would let you know.
Yes, you did.
And also alerted you to the fact that there is a program behind the testing. In other words, if you want to change a life, you have to change a lifestyle. And if you're going to change a lifestyle, you got to change your habits. And changing
right.
people's habits is not exactly, instantaneous, right?
That was a little bit of an issue at first, only because of the part of the program, obviously, is what you eat and what you're used to eating. And now you tell me I can't eat that. that was a little stressful to figure out what we could eat. And you had to test all these different products. So I was hauling in, you know, bags and bags and bags of products for you to test. And
right.
most of them were, don't use that, don't eat that, you know.
So yeah, right.
I had to keep finding new things. And eventually, though, you figure out what you can eat and what you can put on your body. And then it becomes just a new habit that you've formed with the new stuff, so then it's not a problem at all.
Exactly. And, of course, that process is the change process, and change is messy.
Change is always a problem.
Change is always a change.
No one likes to change.
No one likes to change. And except that at some point, something happens which compels you to change, which is why ended up, you know, using this particular technology. And why both of us ended up with some terrific results. True?
Yes, definitely.
So talk about that. Talk about, you know, when you first started and what that was like, and then when you started to see some change and how that affected your, you know, I'm going to use the word commitment, but I'll pick that up as we go. But yeah, so talk about that.
So obviously, as we started, you know, just the change in the diet and everything else was, like I had said, a little bit stressful, a little bit uneasy. But once I got past that and started figuring out what I could eat, as you give me a list of things that I can eat, and I figured out how to work with that, and then things that I could put on my body, and I got working with that. And as it started moving, I don't think it took more than maybe 2 weeks at tops, and the itching was gone. And I'm like, this is amazing. No more itching. And no more itching at all. No more sneezing. I'd go outside and I could play in the yard. I could do whatever I wanted. No more sneezing. It was unbelievably fast, unbelievably effective. I just like, this is amazing. And then staying on the program for a long period of time, you start finding other conditions that you didn't really know you had, start going away very quickly.
Like what?
In my case, obviously, I think just eating right, you start generally, like most people, start losing weight. No, it's a sensitive subject for the other. Because I lose the weight and she's mad at me. But the weight started coming off, and conditions associated with that, I think, was one that I had was snoring, which tend to cease. I mean, no more snoring.
Disappeared.
So had a result from that. The other one, depending on what you eat, and you obviously start eating better foods. The condition that most men suffer from, gas, that pretty much went away too. So I guess if you eat right, you don't have a problem with that.
Right, the excess gas. And, of course, the mild joint pain disappeared.
Everything pretty much disappeared.
Yeah.
And then as you on the program longer, you know if you eat something or get into something you shouldn't, because immediately a condition comes back and you can start isolating, maybe that had something in it that I didn't know it did, or I went somewhere where there was something in the air in a room or something that got me, or
Yeah, so what happens now is, with the tools that you have and the experience that you have, you're put in power.
Yes, pretty much.
I mean, it's no longer like, oh, gee, I wonder if, God is mad at me now, or what did I do wrong? Or, I know that there are these environmental influences. I know that food affects me. I know that when I use this particular, cream or personal hygiene item, that something's going to happen, and I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what is this, allergies, it's one of the things you're talking about. And of course, there are tens of millions of allergy sufferers. I mean, what would you say to them now? I mean, is it really the pollen?
Definitely not. Not at all.
And so when you're spreading that stuff as has been spread for so often, it's just spreading mis and disinformation, which is, of course, one of the reasons why I'm so so very grateful that you're willing to come on the program and talk about it. Because here you are, I'm sure, right in Portland and Vancouver, in the environs alone, there are, tens of thousands of allergy sufferers.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's sort of trying to figure it out, and you're taking this drug and that drug and, doing this thing and that thing, and nobody's solving it. And it turns out you were doing it to yourself for the most part.
Doing it to yourself. Yeah, I have family members who have seen us go through this program who have allergies, who basically I gave my allergy pills to because they had no interest in being on the program, and she just takes the pills. So it's like, okay, why don't you try it yourself, and then you won't need the pills.
Right. Well, not only that, but the pill doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work for very long, that's for sure. And the pills aren't very cheap, and I'm sure they're doing other harm to you, so I would certainly try to stay away from them if I could.
Right. So it's just, I mean, for your, your family folks, basically they just haven't, hit the telephone pole hard enough yet.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right.
I mean, because, otherwise, would you intentionally? I mean, is there anybody out there that would intentionally defile themselves?
I certainly wouldn't hope not.
Yeah.
But if you go to stores and everywhere else now, if you look around at things now that we're more aware of what we eat and put on our bodies and you read package labels, it's amazing that there's that much stuff out there that's complete garbage that causes nothing but harm to you. And people buy it continually.
I mean, wasn't that an interesting phenomenon when you went to the... Do you go to the market?
Oh, yeah.
So when you went to the market, right after you sort of started to have this, revelation of, hey, I've been doing this to myself for decades now, and you went into the market, what was that like?
It was pretty shocking that most things that you are used to using, or most things that are there in general, are absolutely not good for you. It's unbelievable. If you start reading the ingredients, and everything is loaded with sugar, everything is loaded with soy, everything has got corn in it, all these things that are just nothing but bad for you, and that's what most products have.
And this is all basically sanctioned by the FDA, who, of course, is there as the backstop for the safe, health and welfare of the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, a lot of the products they really promote for the elderly people or people who don't get enough nutrition, they promote a lot of these other products directed towards them, and every single ingredient in these things is bad. It's like, how can this be good for them? Nothing in here at all that's good.
It's a perfect recipe. I mean, it's like a dream recipe for a business if you were a pharmaceutical company.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's amazing that we're allowed to sell a lot of those products to our people. I know you don't, like you were telling me, you don't see that in other countries. And as I've traveled through other countries, eating there is not a problem because their food is not contaminated like ours appears to be.
Yeah, and of course, with the taking over of the GMO type foods, right? And the scientists would have us believe that manipulating the genetic structure of foods is no different than hybridizing foods. We've been doing it all the time. You're not a scientist, but do you believe that for one second?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I mean, it. First of all, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not.
Because if you're hybridizing things, cross-pollinating, various types of plants. You're not sure the genetic, the structure may change, but you're not intentionally putting things like poison genes into the plants. These plants are naturally selecting whatever.
Yeah.
So, but it's so harmful. And we're ending up with all kinds of chronic degenerative diseases, as you have yourself, ultimately utilizing drugs to try to change, the obvious implications of putting things in your mouth that you shouldn't. And, you know, it's just like it's a total recipe for disaster. And for you and me, I'm certainly willing to help save the adults, but I'm very, very absolutely dedicated to saving the kids. And you can see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've had great results so far.
Yes.
What was the most challenging part of the program for you? I think you mentioned that, but you might talk about that a little bit. You know, I just looked at the time and my producer is saying, you know, we've got to take a break. Which, can you hold? We'll do just one more short segment.
Yeah, no problem, Paul.
Great. Thanks, Steve.